Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Fall is in the air, the colors have changed, so tis the season for the Halloween spirit. The city of Kenai is on board and will be hosting their Scarecrow Alley on October the 10th as part of the Kenai Fall Pumpkin Festival. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce says that the event was such a success last year that they made the decision to bring it back in 2020. Businesses in the city of Kenai are invited to create a scarecrow or multiple scarecrows, which will be displayed at Kenai's 5th Annual Pumpkin Festival on Saturday, October 10th, in the front lawn of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Brittany Brown, Executive Director of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce.
We've partnered with the city's beautification committee to host Scarecrow Alley in front of the Visitor Center. So we are reaching out to businesses who are to discuss options of helping them create a scarecrow that they can display for the community. It just is an amazing way for them to be able to market their business in a fun way that brings the community together and provides another event for us to look forward to since we haven't had much this year.
This event is exclusively for City of Kenai businesses. The aim is to have fun and educate the community about the different businesses in Kenai. The Chamber's advice is to use the scarecrows to tell a story about what your business does, particularly for Kenai. The Pumpkin Festival will be scaled down this year to be safe amidst the COVID-19 public health emergency. There will be a pumpkin decorating contest, a photo contest, and COVID mask prizes given to the most unique COVID mask worn at the event. If it's time to relieve the closet of the old televisions, computers, cameras, cell phones, vacuum cleaners, and other pieces of electronic equipment, now may be the time. An electronics recycling event is being held this Saturday, October 3rd, at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. KSRM spoke to Regroup, one of the event organizers, about the plan.
Electronics recycling is what we usually do in the springtime, but because of the pandemic, we had to put it off. So our accepted items are all computers, all electronics, and all vacuums, and servers, routers, stereos, audio equipment, cameras, digital. And we cannot recycle auto and videotapes, CDs, DVDs, exit signs, smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, fluorescent lights, and a few other things. But if you know that, it's really going to help us.
There is a suggested donation of $15 for the recycling of computer monitors, LCD TVs, as well as older CRT tube TVs. What is the process of an item being donated to its final destination of being recycled?
We send them up to Anchorage. Central Recycling Services breaks it down to a certain point, and then it goes off to somewhere in the lower 48 to be broken down even more. And there is so much that is recyclable in those electronics, especially the precious metals. The Olympic Games were supposed to have medals made from all precious material recycled from electronics. How cool is that?
For those worried about the security of giving up old hard drives, either separately or inside an old computer, the organizers of the event recommend visiting a local computer technician for assistance. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.